I know who I am. I made my choice. Now you tell me, what do you choose?
You hear that? That's the sound of 1,000 people saying goodbye. Well, doesn't matter much anymore. It'll all be over soon. No, no, no. You don't seem to understand. You are scum, and I remove scum, so it'd be better for everyone if you just stopped struggling!
You made a mistake. Everybody makes mistakes. I can forgive you. I can wipe the slate clean. You're just gonna have to tell me a few things first. And then we'll be friends.
Rules must be rules, so you're free to go. But next time that you see us, you should start running. We haven't had your lot before, and we're eager to try.
You and what are we? Take a look around. Anybody want to help them out? This is my city. And I want you the hell out of it!
No, 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 no. You're not listening to me. Open your ears! This isn't about the money anymore. He spat in my face. I don't care about the cost. I want it dead! I'm not even related to you. I just went to the orphanage and said I was your long-lost uncle or something. And they just let me take you for free. God, if only I knew about this earlier, I would have had so many more test subjects. I thought that you deserved to know before I kill you. I knew you'd be trouble from the day I saw you! You were trash! Vermin! A stain on this world!
How unfortunate. You were not fit to see that yet. You know, I truly believed that you were one of us, one of the righteous few. But I can see now that you would have never been willing. Here I am, with a knife at my heart. But there can be no bystanders in front of our Lord. So I'm afraid I'm going to have to kill you. But just know that your death will fuel the betterment of the world.